So, welcome to another edition of Life Changing Secrets. This is Philip Eby here, speaking with Vanessa Bader. Vanessa is a Renaissance woman. She is a author, speaker, actress, dancer, image consultant, fitness instructor, and probably a bunch of other things I'm leaving out. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, Philip. How are you?
Good, good. So, today we're going to be talking about the secrets of personal presence, as far as being able to create a great first impression, whether you are, meeting someone for the first time to try and, go out on a date with them, or whether it's a business situation. And so we're going to be talking about some of the common mistakes that people make in these situations, and some of the things that you can do to improve the impression that you make on people and the confidence that you have in those kinds of situations. And there are some people who, I have found, Vanessa, to be, they just seem to have this kind of automatic thing where they walk into a room and all of a sudden everybody is trying to get their attention and, everybody is, interested in them. And then other people like me will walk into a room and find that suddenly the entire group of people has moved to doing something else and I'm just standing off somewhere by myself.
Yes, and we are conditioned to believe that this is something that only certain people have, and this is something that someone's born with, and that this can't be learned. But that's not true. This is something that can be cultivated and something that you can practice, and anyone can have it. That special something, that attracts people attention when you walk into a room.
So should I take from that you were not born with this either, Vanessa?
Absolutely not. As a youngster, I was very shy. I wasn't as out of my element as I am now. I mean, now I've mastered this presence and this confidence and the self-image. But as a youngster, especially as a teenager, and I know most of us as teenagers go through that, I was very insecure, very shy, very unhappy because of that. I mean, what makes us happy? We feel happy when we feel good about ourselves. And being a performer growing up as a dancer and wanting to take it seriously, it was very important to me that people accepted me, because being a performer is all about being accepted.
So you were looking for approval from other people.
I was looking for constant approval, especially from my teachers, and my fellow performers, my fellow dancers. You want to fit in. You want to be part of the group. And as you know, teenagers, especially kids, can be very harsh. They're very straightforward. If they think it, they say it. They don't think about your feelings or sparing your feelings. I always considered myself as very ordinary. I didn't think I was horrible looking or ugly or anything, but I just thought I was very ordinary, and to be a performer, I had to be special. So I had that extra pressure on myself to be extra special, because I wanted to make performance my career, and if I wasn't extra special, I couldn't be the ultimate performer. So I put a lot of pressure on myself, and through doing that, I actually hurt my own self-image, because I would, all of us as teenagers, as youngsters, we aspire to be like these celebrities that we see every day on television. We see them on the cover of magazines. They're everywhere in the tabloids. And every young teenager wants to be like that. They aspire to that. So when you look in the mirror and that's not what you see.
Well, of course, for some of us, we might aspire just to be like ordinary other people in that we meet too.
Exactly, but I've learned through the years that we can be very hard on ourselves, mm-hmm. very hard on ourselves. But anyway, I was not a happy teenager, and I was even less happy when I got to college. I was getting a lot of pressure from teachers. I was always the big girl in class. Always looking
in dance class, you're talking
in
about.
Dance class, yes, and then constantly being in front of mirrors all the time, assessing yourself, assessing your body, and you're not in the normal outfit; you're in a leotard and tights all day, so it's magnified. And you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself. And then when my dance teacher told me, Vanessa, you need to lose 10 kilograms, now that's like 20 pounds, in front of the rest of the class, you can imagine the humiliation I felt. I broke down, and for a while there, I was willing to actually starve myself. And I became very unhealthy as well as unhappy, because I was going through all these emotions of being young and trying to figure out what I was going to be. I was adding all this pressure on myself that I wanted to be a performer, but I wasn't good enough. And this was my image of myself. This wasn't necessarily what other people were seeing, but this is what I saw. I saw the big girl who never got to do the partner work in class because I thought the teachers thought I was too heavy for the boys to pick up. But I was stocky and I was solid, too solid to be a dancer.
But you found out that really it doesn't have anything to do with what you look like as far as...
Exactly. And this was thanks to my mentor and teacher. She was my jazz dance teacher. And she pulled me aside one day because she could see what was going on. I mean, it got to the point where I was living on apples. You know, that was all I was eating. So how do you get through a day of dance class on eating apples? You just don't, you know, you start looking emaciated and not well nourished, and you don't feel good. You don't feel good about yourself. She pulled me aside and she just said to me, Vanessa, I want you to understand that it's important that you know this is about your passion. And everyone can see you have passion for what you do. And you are a great performer. You do not need to be a brilliant technician or as skinny as a rake to be good at what you do and to be perceived by other people as a confident, a star. I mean, we look at stars. Let's take an example, for instance. I look at Oprah. She is a great example of someone who has that charisma and self-image. And we don't see, Oprah, the overweight lady that she used to be for a long time. And I mean, she admitted this. She admitted that she had issues with her weight. But because of her charisma and her passion for what she does, she's still one of the most well-known stars and most loved people out there. And it's got nothing to do with her physical appearance. She has the passion and the charisma. And that is the message I'm trying to send. So I had to go and search in myself. I had to go find those things about myself. I had to go rekindle my passion for what I do. And that was where everything started turning around for me, because I realized that it's not always about our physical appearance. We get to believe that. We are conditioned to believe that what we see in the mirror, that is the most important thing. But in the end, it's about the feeling and the attitude you have about yourself. So right there and then, after that teacher gave me that very firm and serious talk, I realized that I have to change my attitude about myself and how I see myself. It didn't come easy. You know, I had to work at it. And it took some years, actually, for me to really rise above it. Mm-hmm. But once I really grasped it, and this is what happened, I became a very successful performer, but I was still a chorus girl. You know, I was still part of the chorus. Then I met my husband, Garen Bader, and at the time we were just dating. And he also saw what I was going through, because I was a constant struggle with my self-image. So I just continued struggling with my self-image and trying to be this skinny performer, this gorgeous person that, you know, I couldn't wrap my head around. And my husband said to me, Vanessa, and this is when it really clicked. He pulled me aside and he said to me, Vanessa, I just want you to know that, think about this for a second. Just consider this. If you want to be the skinny, gorgeous dancer, the star, you have to start walking like a person who's tall and skinny. You have to start talking and acting like a person who is that star, who is that performer. Of course, this is my boyfriend telling me this, so at first it was a little bit hard on the ego, but after I sat down and really thought about it and gave it some serious consideration, I really took it to heart, and I walked out that door thinking, okay, now, how would a person that is skinny and tall walk? How would a person that's confident, how would that person react? How would that person look? How would that person feel? I started immediately implementing these little principles. Just, okay, feel tall, feel skinny, don't schluff, you know, don't walk like you're heavy, walk like you're light. And literally within days, strangers, people that I don't know, started coming up to me and paying me compliments. Simple compliments like, wow, you look fantastic, what is it you're doing? Or, you know, you have a great hairstyle, or you've got beautiful eyes. Things that people would never notice before. And I stood back.
It wasn't that you actually changed any of those things.
I stood back and I thought, well, I never changed my wardrobe. I haven't lost any weight. It's only been a couple weeks. I haven't changed my hairstyle. I haven't changed the way I do my makeup. Mm-hmm. Something changed. And that's when I realized my attitude changed. And that was what people were noticing. And from there, it was just one way and it was up. Because once you start getting those positive reactions from other people, the self-image comes by itself. The confidence is a natural thing. It just happens because you're getting all this positive feedback from people, and it puts you on a high and it wants you to keep going and work harder at it. So that is my story, and that is where I realized that it's not necessarily about physical appearance so much as it is about what's going on inside you and the attitude you have about yourself.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And here I am today talking about this, and I can't believe how simple it actually was, and it was so many years it took for me to figure that out. And that's why, through trial and error, I learned these things, and it's actually so simple, and that's why I want to share it with everyone, because anyone can do it.
Terrific.